I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Libya is the major transit point for African migrants trying to reach Europe. It's where they board rickety boats to try and cross the Mediterranean. And if they're caught, they end up back there. While in Libya, migrants often find themselves in informal camps, which have been described as hell on earth. Belle True is a journalist with the Times of London. She's recently returned from Libya. We caught up with her in Cairo. Belle, you were granted extremely rare access to one of the centers where migrants are being held. Can you describe what they're like?
Well, it's really hard to describe really just the horrific conditions that these migrants and refugees are being held in. We're talking about airless, windowless warehouses in soaring temperatures at sort of 45, 46 degrees Celsius, with hundreds of people in these rooms. And they're often there for months at a time because they are waiting to be repatriated home. Libya doesn't have a system for people to be able to seek asylum. So if they do arrest migrants or refugees, unless the UNHCR intervenes, they're basically repatriated home. And that takes months and months and months because of the chaos in Libya. So you've got hundreds and hundreds of people living in squalid warehouses without any air, with very little to do with their time, and receiving food that really isn't good enough quality because these detention centres are woefully underfunded, basically just sitting there all day. Sometimes you also have abuse from the detention centre guards as well, although the Libyan authorities at the moment are trying to stop that. But we're just talking about essentially overflowing, squalid, horrific rooms.
So you mentioned 46 degrees Celsius, which is like 110 degrees Fahrenheit. It just sounds incredible. I want to focus for a moment on one of the people you met there in the detention camp. He's a young South Sudanese man named Hennessy. Here's a clip of him talking about his ordeal so far.
We saw people getting shot. It was just so dramatizing to us. It was just absolutely horrible. I can't go home. I just hope there's a solution. I just hope, because I've never hated my life this much. It's just terrible. Just one day here is just hell.
He said one day here is hell. Why is he even there? He sounds like he's straight out of London.
Absolutely. Well, I was quite surprised when I bumped into him in this huge room that was filled with about 700 men who were crushed together in the searing heat of the day. I was very surprised to hear him speaking at me with a perfect London accent. As it turned out, he used to live in London for several years as a child with his father, who was actually a doctor in a private clinic there. Through a series of terrible events, he ended up back in South Sudan. His father's visa expired. His father developed a drug habit and then ended up dying. And so Hennessy basically ended up back in South Sudan in the middle of the war. After his father died, his uncle took care of him and accused him of being homosexual and threatened to kill him. So he had to flee, basically, for his own life. He sold everything he had. He went to Egypt and then Libya with the hope of getting on one of those boats to Italy. And as soon as he arrived in the country, he was kidnapped by two separate militias. He was tortured. The militias were trying to torture him to make money out of him, to get his family to pay up. And it wasn't until the UN-backed authorities essentially discovered this detention centre that he was freed under gunfire. So it's an extraordinary story. He's just 18 years old. He should be sitting his high school exams, but instead he's sitting in this overflowing detention centre.
So what are his prospects?
Well, at the moment, we are actually trying to put forward an asylum case. He has a very strong asylum case. He's young. He was just 17 when he fled to Libya first. He's obviously faced extreme circumstances like torture and kidnapping. He's fleeing a country that is in a conflict, and he has his own personal reasons to not go home.
I know part of the reason for these squalid camps is the fact that the EU is trying to stop the flow of migrants onto European shores. What are they doing?
Well, absolutely, as you said, what appears to be one of the main aims of the European Union and Europe is just to basically keep the migrants in North Africa and not on their shores. So at the moment, their policy is to try and empower the Libyan Coast Guard and the Libyan authorities to essentially arrest and detain migrants as they come into Libya or as they're trying to cross to Italy and keep them in detention centres to be repatriated.
Belle True of the London Times speaking to us from Cairo.